For a faster, easier way to clean your bathtub and kitchen sink, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Ladies, here's a fast, easy way to clean painted walls and woodwork. Just dissolve 2 tablespoons of Babbo, the grease-dissolving cleaner, for each quart of hot water you use. Dip a soft, clean cloth in the solution, wring nearly dry. Then wipe the dirt right off, that's all. Your walls are spotlessly clean, the job's done in a hurry. For you see, 90% of all dirt is held by grease. Babbo dissolves grease, thus when you wipe Babbo on, dirt wipes gently off. So for painted walls and woodwork, all your household cleaning, try Babbo, B-A-B-O. Get it today. And now, Laura Lawton. Laura Lawton faces a real problem these days in the illness of her husband, Peter Carver, and his refusal to consent to the operation which will correct his condition. She's hoping, however, that Bert Harris, one of the foremen at Peter's shipyard, will be able to persuade him. Unaware that Bert has terrifying ideas of his own how to help his beloved employer. Now, at the hospital in Washington, Dr. Randy Valancourt, the eminent brain surgeon called in on Peter's case, is saying to Peter's physician, Dr. Alec Mercer,
Alec, I can give you 2 more days. That's the limit.
I was afraid of that, Randy. I understand. You can't stand around here waiting for Peter Carver to make up his mind.
Well, it's a pretty unfortunate situation, Alec. Actually, it'd be better from some angles if he never had any lucid moments. We wouldn't be obliged to wait for his consent to undergo an operation.
That's true.
But the continuation of that argument is that if he had no lucid moments, there'd be no point in operating at all.
Randy, is that an eventuality, that this condition...
Alec, you know the eventuality as well as I do. As a matter of fact, you needed me here only for surgery. Your diagnosis and prognosis were right on the button.
Well, what do we do?
Stand here and wait for this dredge operator to come and consult with me.
Oh, he's not a dredge operator, Randy. As a matter of fact, he's our one hope.
Alec, look, I appreciate the position Laura's in, but someone ought to smack this chap, Harris.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. You know, all of a sudden I'm resenting the man. I guess it's because he's being rude to Laura. I'm playing the role of her champion rather excessively.
Carolyn had better not find out.
That's true.
I'm surprised she hasn't been bothering you, Randy.
I am, too. I can only attribute it to the fact that she's having a gay time in New York City. Oh, one of these days, I'll get called back.
Randy, why don't you get married?
Alec, the contract Carolyn's drawn up isn't too attractive.
Contract? How do you mean contract?
If I marry Carolyn, I have to limit my practice to cases in New York City. I mustn't take cases that'll keep me up nights or interfere with a rather elaborate social scheme and so on. You know?
Yes, I know. What does she think a doctor is?
She wants a 40-hour week worker.
Hmm. You don't sound as much in love as you used to, Randy.
That's the horrible part of it, Alec. I don't think I am.
In that case?
In that case, what? It's a rather lost feeling, my friend. You got a wife and 2 kids, life all set. I thought I was set, too, but... Yeah, I'm not at all. I'm in the market again.
Not for long, if I know you.
No. I find I'm not as fickle as I used to be, Alec. Good night. We sound like girls at boarding school. Say, Alec, when is this chap Harris coming?
He should be along any minute.
I have to give him a lecture, is that it? Explain all the whys and wherefores about Peter Carver's condition.
Orders from Laura. Bert Harris is to be given every consideration.
Orders from Laura. All right, those I'll take.
Meanwhile, at Peter's shipyards, the attractive young naval architect Stephen Grant is taking Laura on a tour of the room where the first work is being done on the new barge, with which they hope to save the shipyards from failure. And Stephen is now saying...
Laura, if you'd rather sit in your office and look at your watch, it's all right with me.
I'm sorry, Stephen. It's a nervous habit. I know what time Bert Harris will be at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of timing the morning. So many minutes for him to get there, and so many minutes to talk with Peter. So much time with Dr. Valancourt and Dr. Mercer, and then his decision.
You'd think Bert Harris were the surgeon, not Valancourt.
Stephen, if Bert Harris can't convince Peter that the operation is necessary, what can I do? What will I do?
I'm sorry, Laura. I didn't mean to be critical.
Everything depends on that man, Stephen. Peter trusts him. And if Bert can convince him that the operation is a wise thing, then Peter will get well. Stephen, it's all so big, so tremendous. Peter's whole future depends on this meeting this morning.
I'm a pretty callous person to worry you about the new barge at a time like this.
Oh, well, I've got to keep my mind on business, Stephen. There's work to be done. Oh, heavens, what's that enormous thing up there?
Oh, the crane. It swings down and lifts those great pieces of lumber.
Oh? Does it ever drop anything?
No. It's all controlled by motors.
Everything is so gigantic, isn't it, Stephen? And when you think that centuries ago this work was done by hand, all the intricate pieces of wood put together by hand.
Oh, there's the keel of the barge, Laura.
Oh.
I'm a little disappointed in the progress. We've got to push along faster if it's to do us any good.
Well, what's holding it up?
Bert Harris.
Stephen.
He is, Laura. Bert makes up the schedules. Assigns the men. He can see to it that there aren't enough men left over for the barge, you see.
Oh, I...
I've called him on it. I want a showdown, but... You say he's not to be crossed right now.
No, Stephen, not now. Not right now. Not when I need him so to guide Peter.
All right, Laura. Just one of those things, that's all.
Well, Stephen, in a few days we can talk to him, but... Well, I rather think he's upset about Peter, too. And that may be a reflection of his worry. I mean, his attitude about the barge.
And his attitude to you.
That's utterly unimportant.
Okay, Laura.
And, Stephen, please don't feel that if Bert is rude to me, if you're present, that you have to defend me. It's a very special favor I ask.
But why, Laura? Why?
Well, Stephen, this is embarrassing to put into words, but I feel that Harris believes I'm not quite loyal to Peter. Ever since he saw that newspaper picture of me and Dr. Valancourt at the Embassy Club.
Hmm.
It was the first time I'd met Randy, and we shook hands. The picture seemed very innocuous. Unless you were fanatically devoted to Peter, as Bert Harris is.
He's got a pretty ugly mind.
I don't care. I don't care, Stephen. None of that can touch me or hurt me. But what is important is the fact that in Peter's darkness now, it's Bert Harris who carries the lantern. I can't help Peter. The doctors can't, his secretary can't, or his sister. It's up to Bert Harris.
All right, Laura. I'll quit talking about it. I'm sorry. Very sorry.
No, it's all right, Stephen. Really, it's quite all right.
You're a wonderful girl, Laura. You really are. Well, now, let's go over here. Here's an angle on this barge that I think is just this side of terrific.
Outside the hospital, Bert Harris stands waiting, looking rather anxiously at the cars that pass him. Then he sees what he's looking for and follows a little sedan as it turns the corner and parks by a side entrance to the hospital. Walking casually, Bert comes up to the car, opens the door, and slips into the seat beside his wife, Bessie, saying...
What kept you, Bessie?
Traffic, Bert. Honestly, the road from the camp was just so crowded.
Why?
Well... I don't know why, Bert. Maybe people are coming out to get their cottages ready or something.
None of them around us up there, are they?
Oh, no. Our cabin's too far in.
Okay. Now, do you know just what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, Bert.
You'll come out this entrance.
Uh-huh.
You'll walk right into the car. And don't you look behind you.
No.
Just drive right along. You have the route all marked.
Yeah, Bert.
Keep right on to the camp and call your sister. I'll call her at 6 o'clock.
Yes, Bert.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm so scared, Bert.
He's not going to hurt you. Peter Carver wouldn't hurt anybody.
I know that. It's just the trouble you're going to be in.
I'm not going to be in any trouble. They're not going to tie this up with me. The whole time you're driving him away from this place, I'm going to be in full sight of everybody. The two doctors, the nurse. And I'm going to agree with them. I'm going to say, okay, operate on him. I'll promise to talk him into it.
Bert, you talk just like a criminal.
Listen, Peter Carver's my friend and your friend. We owe it to him to protect him from that crowd. That wife of his, she'll clean him out. She's at the shipyards now, fixing it so that she'll have all the say-so, all the power she'll... I gotta go up and talk to the doctors.
Bert!
If you let me down, Bessie, I'll never forgive you. You have to get Peter Carver up to the cabin tonight and keep him there and look after him. Bessie, you're all I got to depend on.
I'll do it, Bert.
Oh, that's a good girl. Now, I'm going upstairs.
Bert, be careful. Don't... Oh, Bert, I feel like a gun ma like you see in the movies. I think this is terrible.
What will this terrible scheme of Bert Harris's mean for Laura Lawton? Ladies, why spend so much time to keep your house spotlessly clean? Simply listen and act on the exciting reports of Babbo's giant new nationwide survey. In this survey, we asked nearly 6,000 housewives in all the 48 states to compare Babbo with ordinary cleansers with the new cleanser you read about. We asked these women to compare Babbo for speed, safety, economy. The reports from the housewives who took part are now in. Reports that show how, on the average, Babbo saved almost 4 minutes in cleaning a bathtub, over 6 minutes in cleaning a gas stove top, over 4 minutes in cleaning a roaster, and so on. Savings that easily add up to over 1/2 hour a day. Remember, the average saving was over 30 full minutes a day. If you have a big household, just think how you can save even more time. Yes, and the women reporting voted Babbo most economical, too. That's because you need so little Babbo to clean thoroughly. And here's why Babbo is so fast-acting, clean so easily and safely. 90% of the hard scouring you have to do each day is caused by grease. Babbo was specifically created to dissolve grease. With grease gone, dirt and stains wipe off easily, thoroughly, safely. You're through in record time. So to save time, save hard work, clean your pots and pans, enamelware, and porcelain fixtures with Babbo. Tie in with this great new nationwide survey that shows Babbo fastest, safest, most economical. Today, get the green can with the big white letters B-A-B-O, Babbo. Get two cans, one for your bathroom, another for your kitchen. Will be on the air at the same time Monday. Ford Bond speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease dissolving cleaner. Tune in Monday. And until then, keep kitchen and bathroom spotless the fast, easy way with Babbo, B-A-B-O.
Women who make soap at home. Here's how to make good soap for less than a penny a cake. Use Lycons. It's in modern flake form. Try Lycons. See how splendid this soap is for cleaning greasy work clothes, for dazzling white washes, too. Use recipe on Lycons label or send for free book containing 5 tested soap recipes. Address Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S, care of this station. Ask for free Lycons soap making recipes.
Start each morning off by tuning in to Fred Waring's show over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.